smaller. Let me see the day. Light winks through the windows as the plants retreat, little by little. All at once, they shudder. I watch as the magic withers, stolen from my grasp. The life within the vines vanishes. They shrivel, turn brittle, black, and then collapse to dust that fades away as smoke. In their wake, the room is a wreck that stinks of roses, and standing in the doorway is a scowling Eldas.
Can I not leave you alone for a day?
This wasn't my fault. My cheeks burn, but I don't know if it's from fever or embarrassment.
Spare me.
It wasn't.
Who else here could have done this?
Eldas stalks over to me.
Some other human queen with the power to manipulate and control life itself? Because for all my life, I was told I was waiting for just one woman. But if I spent my years sequestered and alone for nothing, then please let me know. I'd love to know what options I have.
Sequestered and alone? The words stick out to me, but I know he'd only roll his eyes at best if I tried to ask. A question for Willow, maybe? All this was Harrow's fault. Surprise streaks across his face, chased by anger. He quickly pushes the emotions away, back under that cool and indifferent mask that I've seen him wear more often than not. Harrow was the one who ripped me from my bed, quite literally. I had no interest in being here. Eldas opens his mouth to speak, but I shove my finger in his face, nearly touching his nose. And you know what? I took his goading in my stride. I could handle them having a laugh at my expense. I could even handle their little prank that they decided to pull on me. But when he tried to hold me here against my will, I couldn't handle it. I am so tired of being controlled by men like him and Luke and you. His eyes darken in a way that I dare say is protective? Surely it must be my imagination.
What did he do?
Locked me in here using his wild magic. Eldas looks to the windows. He scowls deeper.
I'll speak with my brother. In the meantime, I'll post Rinny at your room. At least until Harrow grows bored of you.